Yes, and welcome back to the Get a Kick AFL podcast. I'm Ash Williams, and as always, I'm joined by a journalist. It's David Zeta.
Hi, Ash. How you going, mate? And you are a comedian.
I am a comedian.
Yeah.
I am. Are you a journalist?
Yeah. Well, we're just a something. We're not standouts in our field. We're just sort of, that's our occupation, and that's as much as we can say about it, really.
Don't throw me under the bus.
No, that's all right, mate.
I mean, you're already under the bus. You're trying to drag me down there with you.
No, mate. We're both competent, I would say, and we just sort of get by and we make it work. I haven't, you've certainly reached greater heights than myself, but there are a lot more comedians than there are journalists in footy.
Well,
So
mate,
it's all relative, isn't it?
I don't want to, reverse back over
Oh,
the
here we
Nathan
go.
Buckley
Oh,
story.
for fuck's sake, mate. If we do this one more time.
I'm not doing it. I just said I don't want
Oh,
to. Okay.
okay. Right.
But my
But
brother
why bring
called
it
me
up?
yes because my brother called me yesterday
Right.
with a story.
Okay.
And he said, "Oh, you might want to know this."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, what am I going to do with it? Do you want me to handball it through to David Zeta?" And he said, "Well, if you want." And it was takes a lot to shock me,
Oh
Deets.
no, what's he said?
I can't even repeat it on the podcast. It,
Okay.
it's that all I can say is it's a reason why Bobby Hill is not playing.
Right, okay. So it's one of those WhatsApp things that it's a WhatsApp screenshot and everyone just starts repeating it as if it's true and they get more and more outlandish every time they spread.
Yeah, but
Oh, so it is one of them, is it?
it starts to add up.
Yeah, right, okay.
It
Well,
starts to add up. So
we can talk
anyway,
about that off air and
it's pretty saucy. I woke up thinking about it this morning in a cold
oh,
sweat. But
Jesus. Okay.
now look, mate, speaking of cold sweats,
Yeah.
we're going to be joined by Dave Hughes, a
Oh,
comedian,
yes.
who is going
Yeah.
to run us through what happened at the Legends game some 10 days ago.
Oh.
And he's not happy with someone.
Really?
And we're, yeah, and
Okay.
it's not, for show. This is a real disgruntled attitude that he holds against someone in that Legends game.
Really? Okay.
And we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear from him.
I don't think he's
I hope he's
100%, but he's good enough to come on the
all
pod.
right. Well, he did a fair bit in the day after. He was on every show in the country.
Oh, look, it's the best thing to happen to his career since he, I think, since ever, actually. I was going to say since he dislocated his shoulder in the ocean about 2 years ago, but this is taking him to new
Is
heights.
he okay, like physically?
Mentally,
Not mentally. I
physically.
know the answer to that, but physically, is he? Because he seems quite just like he just looked a bit fragile physically. Like he just looked like he could snap in two, just if he went the wrong way. You know, like Mr. Glass in the Bruce Willis movie Unbreakable.
Haven't seen him, mate.
Of course you haven't. So Mr. Glass is played by Samuel L. Jackson, and he is basically an unbelievably smart person. He's like a genius, but his bones, he's got some condition where his bones break incredibly easily.
Right. No, I love that you mention
Here we go.
abstract
It's not
esoteric movies.
an
Have you seen
abstract.
that? You know Mr. Glass in Unbreakable,
It's
and
not
I'll
a.
say something like, "Have you seen Forrest Gump or Catch Me If You Can?" No, I
Yeah,
haven't seen it.
right. It's not an abstract movie. I think it's pretty well. It's literally a trilogy. It became a trilogy. Because then they had Split, and then they had Glass.
I can't wait to watch it, Dave. But
Yeah.
we will catch up with Dave Hughes. I think, in my opinion, I think that his vegan diet doesn't help him playing AFL footy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because
That. Yeah.
he just looked a bit brittle.
That's it. Brittle. That's the word I was looking for. Brittle.
So now, mate, let's just recap the first round of the finals before we get Hughesy on the phone.
Oh, extraordinary.
Pies got it done over a pretty listless Crows, to
Yep.
be fair.
Yep. Now you were on the text saying, I told you they were weak. I told you they were gonna crumble. And so far you've been
David,
proven
I'll be going back through the podcast and putting together a best of if they go out in straight sets, because I
Yeah.
think I said to you 8 or 9 weeks ago
Yeah.
that they would go out in straight sets.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
you
you
did.
called me crazy or something like that.
I don't think I called you crazy. I call you other things beginning with a C, but it wouldn't be crazy.
You called me an idiot, essentially.
All
But
right.
and then of course we had your Cats, a pretty boring game on Friday night, to be fair.
Oh, geez, they were good though, weren't they?
They were good.
They were bloody good, the
They're
Cats.
always good. They're
They just,
the
no, mate.
barometer for the comp.
Well, they just, whoever won that game is going to be the flag favourite. So, I think so. The Geelong have certainly catapulted into that position. Now they just sit tight and hang around. Bailey Smith said he'd get on the piss, so hopefully it doesn't get too far gone, and then they can make a play for another premiership under Chris Scott. Could he
Do we know what
be?
the latest
Where's he?
is?
Where's he going to be ranked in the greatest coaches? Matthew Lloyd said. I think it was Matthew Lloyd. He said if the Cats win this, I think Chris Scott goes down as or will end his career as one of the greatest, arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Well, how many flags do you want?
This would be his third.
He'd be, well, yeah, he's already one
11.
of the greatest coaches of
He won
all time.
11. He won 22. Obviously, after all that, they just kept trying, getting close. Just the success rate of them getting through the prelims is
Oh,
ridiculous.
look, he's the best coach in the comp and has been for many years. He's already one of the greatest coaches of all time. Is he the greatest coach of all time? Is that what Matthew Lloyd said? If he wins.
I'll get Matthew Lloyd's quote for you because I don't want to misquote Lordo. He's a good man, and we know that we don't want to misquote anyone, Ash.
Are
He
you
said,
close with Lordo?
"We know each other." Yeah, I wouldn't say I don't see him much, but when I do see him, I have a lot of time for Lordo, and he knew Mum. Mum did some helped him out at work back in the day, so he's a lovely man with a lovely family. So I have a lot of time for Matthew Lloyd.
What's his wife's name?
Lisa.
Yeah, there's a quiz. I always remember that.
What? Okay. You always remember
No,
Matthew
it's just
Lloyd's
because I
wife's name.
remember he's been with her since he was 18,
High
and she
school
was a good
sweethearts.
looking
That's
and
right.
still is a good looking young lady.
Sure. Right. Okay. Nice,
No,
mate.
because
Yeah.
I'm always interested and a little bit shocked by how far the David Zeta tentacles spread to the inner sanctum of showbiz and sports
Yeah, right.
media.
Yeah, let's have it to the
You know,
tentacles, right? Very good.
you think David's meeting someone for the first time, and it turns out they're best of mates.
Right. Well, to find this quote, I'm going to have to click into access all areas, and I don't really want to because I
Don't worry
have to
about
watch
it.
an ad. I don't really
Look,
have the time. As much as I
we don't need the exact quote.
appreciate Damo and Lordo, I'm sorry.
No, fair call. Of course, the Hawks took care of the Giants in probably the game of the round.
What? Are you high? What about the Dockers and the Suns?
Okay.
Jesus. That
Well,
was one of the
for
extraordinary.
me, it was the Hawks. I mean, I was on a roller coaster that day. I
Yeah,
didn't
right.
have anyone to watch it with in the Gold Coast. I went
That's sad.
to the desperate measures of putting it on Instagram, and that was
Oh, I saw that. God, that
that's
was,
sad.
yeah, it was
That's
sad.
sad.
Jesus.
And two people wrote back, not saying let's watch the footy. They're like, let's catch up for a bike ride during the week. I'm like, what the fuck do you think this is? I don't even know you. I'm asking to watch the footy for starters, and then you're
Actually,
asking me to go for a bike ride with you?
Kingy reckons David King thinks that some of my tweets about being lonely and stuff are cries for help, and it's me just trying to get people to slide into my DMs. I can assure you that's not really what it is, but that's what Kingy seems to believe.
Well, yours are a bit sadder. Yours are like, they're not really, there's no purpose to them. So I was trying to
Right,
find
okay.
someone to watch the game. Yours are just like, I'm sitting here on my own having a Palmer.
Yeah.
Life couldn't be worse. Something
Now, I'll
like
tell you
that.
what,
That's a David Zeta tweet.
I'm pretty sure he did follow me. I noticed the other day he doesn't follow me anymore. I think he's unfollowed me, Kingy.
David King.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I just need to make sure because I'm pretty sure he was following me. Otherwise, he just never has followed me. But I'm pretty sure maybe he's gotten sick of the shtick and he's just gone, you know what? Get this bloke off my feed.
This is huge.
I'll have to do some digging into that, but I think that's what's occurred.
Nah, this is huge. I mean, you both work for Fox Footy. I mean, if he has unfollowed you, I think you could run with this as lead story on AFL tonight.
No, but I need to make sure he did follow me. I'm pretty sure he did. Maybe he hasn't, though. He might not have.
It would be a bold, bold move to unfollow someone you work with.
Well, he's probably just, I think he's just had enough of the whole, he just wants the hard news. He doesn't want
Yeah.
all the shit around it that I would
No,
provide
but you
often.
can mute people.
Yeah, but I don't know if does he mute people? I don't know. Oh God, he's got
Mate,
some interesting. Oh.
unfollowing people on any social media platform is basically just a huge FU, right?
I'm pretty
And if you
sure.
see them again, if you're never going to see them again or you're never going to cross paths professionally, then fine, unfollow them.
But you can't tell if someone followed you in the first place, can you? So I might be completely wrong here, and he never did follow me.
You can get an app, but only
Oh.
lunatics get that. But I know
Yeah.
some people who've got that.
Yeah. Are you one of them?
I could never do that.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
care.
Yeah.
You're never gonna walk away from using that app feeling good.
Yeah.
Like you'll be upset. You'll be
Yeah.
like, such and such unfollowed me.
Yeah,
I'd
right.
rather just ignorance is bliss, Davey. Now, mate,
Now, mate, do you want to get Husey? Because we are on the 40-minute Zoom call limit because we're tight asses and don't pay for the paid version. So,
yo.
so Husey, take us back, about 10 days ago, the Legends game. Obviously, everyone knows. I think what five ribs in a punctured lung, right?
yes. Yeah.
How are you holding up, mate?
I just saw a specialist orthopedic surgeon yesterday. This guy's been in the game for a long time. Ray Crowe is his name. He told me that he used to look after Robert Flower, the Melbourne legend of the 80s and 70s, I'd say, Robbie Flower.
Yep.
So he once jabbed Robbie Flower before a night grand final. So he put a massive needle in Robbie before he ran out to play in a night grand final back in the 80s, I imagine. And so he looked at, he said, if it was, I said, how long if I was an AFL player? He said, you'd be out for 6 weeks. So, but it's healing well, he said. Or there's a bit of my lung, because I punctured my lung and I'm not breathing deep enough. So when you puncture a lung and you've got to, or you break your ribs, you've got to make sure you breathe deep no matter how much it hurts. Because if you don't breathe deep, the bottom of your lung can get infected. So I need to really suck in the air and get it down deep no matter how much it hurts my ribs. So, yeah, but apart from that, I'm okay.
Mate, look, we do have a laugh about it, but this is pretty serious stuff. We're trying to. You mentioned that Andrew Embley was the player responsible for initially breaking the ribs, but it wasn't just Embley. It was Dan Gorringe, Mitch Robinson. Do you want to just run us through chronologically how it all happened?
All right. So this is my night on the Marvel Stadium in front of 31,000 people. I knew it was going to be big when we were practicing before the game and I'm kicking goals and there's a huge roar from the crowd. I'm like, oh my God, this is serious. So I started on the bench, and I think halfway through the first quarter, I made my entry. I said, Tim, get me on, mate. I'm ready. You need an injection of pace. So he got me out there, and I went to the forward line because I just wanted to kick a goal because I had True Blue from John Williamson as my song, not Sweet Caroline. I wanted to keep it local and give a bit of a shout out to a local artist. So I knew if I got it through the big sticks, True Blue would blare around the ground. So the first thing that happened when I went out there is Mitch Robinson came up to me. He was playing for the Allies, and I know Mitch well. He was a crazy player for the Blues back in the day, and he went to Brisbane. So get kamikaze pilot, Mitch Robinson. He said, take a specky over me. And I'm like, Mitch, I can't get off the ground, mate. All I'm going to do is jump into the back of your thighs, basically. So then he said, bump me over then. And I'm like, okay, I'll bump you over. So I bumped Mitch Robinson over, and I actually got him a pretty good one. And I was hoping the cameras saw it, and I did find out they did see it. So that was my first thing I did. And then Fev gave me a handball in the goal square, and it was just, there was players all around me. It was a crazy handball. I shouldn't have asked for it, but I wanted that goal. But then Joel Patful tackled me as I tried to kick the ball after I'd already fumbled the handball, picked it up, tried to kick it, and he gave me a real hard tackle. I probably should have known then that I had a target on my back. So he got me to the ground, sling tackle, could have been pinged, wasn't. So that was my first quarter. And then the second quarter, I was on the wing trying to get a kick. And Hodgie, the great Luke Hodge, kicked the ball in my direction. And the cheer, the roar from 30,000 people as the ball's coming towards me. And I just, like, I panicked, I'm not going to lie. The lights and the noise and just the moment was too much for me. And the ball bounced off my chest. I had to run quite a way to get to it, to be honest. Not his fault, but that's just the way it went. And then I tried to make up for it by getting the ground ball, making up for my own mistake. So I bent down to get the ground ball, and Andrew Embley came in from the side, and he stayed upright, and his hip just bent in, just sort of bumped into my chest area. And I knew straight away that was a big hit. It doesn't look like much on the TV, or, you know, there is different angles, though, where you can really see, because some of the crowd were filming as well and sent me the vision. There is some angles where you can see it was quite an impact. And you can also see from his face, he's claiming afterwards he didn't know it hurt me, but from his face after the bump, you could see that he had showed some concern, and he sort of slightly tried to keep me upright, even though I was struggling from that moment on, to be honest. And I do think that's where I broke my ribs.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't really breathe from that moment. And as I'm leaving at half time to get off the ground, Dipper did an interview with me, and I said to him, mate, I think I'm like you in 89. I think I might have punctured my lung. I might end up in the same hospital bed as you. It was a bit of a joke, but, you know, it ended up being true. So at half time, I'm like, to everyone who could listen, I'm sorry, because I need painkillers. I'm in trouble here. And they didn't have a lot of doctors, I don't reckon. So I got 3 Panadol, and I was looking for the green whistle, to be honest.
You love it.
I love the green whistle. It's like heroin and a highlighter. Normally, I just give it to players if they've broken their legs, and it's quite, you know, the legs are skew-iff. And someone said, we've got a green whistle, but we can't give it to you if you're going to go back on the field, because you'll be way off your head. So I couldn't have the green whistle. So, and then when I got on in the second half, they said, go in the middle. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to get a cheap handball here. You know what I mean? Someone's going to pass the ball out so I can get a kick at least. And then I'm in the middle and they said, go in the ruck. And I'm like, really? Doesn't someone else want to do that? And no, they said, you're doing it. And so then I'm sort of carrying on like a pork chop, trying to, you know, try to entertain the crowd.
Yeah.
And then, I thought it would be a basketball tap situation. I didn't really know who I was rucking against. Didn't even see them. And so the ball was thrown up, and I go for like a, you know, I'm just looking at the ball. I'm a ball player. And I got knocked over so hard that I felt like I'd been hit by a truck that I hadn't seen.
Jeez.
I didn't even know what had happened. I'm like lying on the ground, and obviously my ribs are already no good. So that was, it hurt a lot. I was seeing stars. I was out to it. In hindsight, I can see the ball had been thrown at me afterwards as well, and my legs had cocked up in the air quite weirdly. And so I'm like, oh my God. And I knew they were blowing the whistle and it was going to be a free kick. And then when the ball was thrown at me, it was like a 50-metre penalty, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to try to kick a goal here. And I was really struggling to breathe, and I'm walking down the field trying to gather myself enough to be able to kick. I thought they'd put me on the goal line. You know, like, yeah. I'm 54, you know, I'm a comedian. I'm not a footballer. I was the only non-sports person on the Victorian team. But they didn't put me on the goal line. I was like, if you're going to give me an 80-metre penalty, why not make it 100? But anyway, so I had to kick from like 20, 25 metres. And then Mitch Robinson came up to me again then as I'm trying to get my shit together. And he goes, I'm going to have to get you back from that earlier hit. And I'm like, mate, Mitch, it's not the time, mate. I am really sore, really sore. But I don't know if he ignored that. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I kicked the goal, which was a proud moment of my life. And my hands are in the air, like soaking up the attention from the crowd. And then Mitch got me back. He knocked me over again. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to die out here. So I was really, really in pain. I eventually got back to my feet after Fev said, try to lift me up. I said, mate, no, don't touch me, mate. I've got to, it hurts too much. So, you know, I got one more possession because the ball came to the forward line and I got a ground ball. I handballed to Hodgie. And he really should have kicked the goal, but he missed the snap. I think he might have hit the post. But he did say to me that was really clean. And that was a proud moment, you know, a really clean possession to Hodgie, you know. And so, but eventually I'm like, I'm not good. And I took myself off, which I don't like to do. But I just thought, no, I think I'm going to have a serious mischief out here if I keep going.
Yeah.
Well, and so, yeah, I'm on the bench. And then I stayed there. And then three-quarter time, Tim Watson said, I want to use you as inspiration for the last quarter. I'm sure, mate, use me. So, and then he's like, do this for Hughesy. He's obviously crook. He actually asked if I wanted an ambulance. And I said, no ambulance for me, mate. So I'm going to play this out. So and he was touching me as he's using me for inspiration. I said, Watto, just can you hands off, mate? I'm too delicate. And anyway, in the last quarter, I stayed on the bench. The voiceover guy said, who wants Hughesy back on the field? And then there must have been 20,000 people chanting my name to come back out. And the camera's on me, and I just gave a shake of the head. And my wife says that's when she knew that I was really injured. There's no way I would reject, you know, 20,000 people chanting my name unless I was really injured. But I just knew I knew if I had one more hit, and they might be burying me out there. So anyway, so we lost the game. I didn't go back on the last quarter. I went to the after party. I felt okay. I was whinging a lot at the after party to anyone who'd listen. Now, Nick Daffy, you remember Nick Daffy, former Richmond player?
Yep.
He actually said to me at the after party, we once invested in a bar together at the Docklands.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I went there.
Yeah, you went there. Well, it went tits up and we basically haven't spoken since. But and I'm not blaming Nick for it, but, you know, the whole thing went sideways. But anyway, I was talking to him and reconnecting with Nick after all those years. And he said, mate, I was in the middle when Gorringe hit you. And Nick Daffy said that was way too hard. He said that was weirdly hard. And it was like I felt scared for him.
Jeez.
And anyway, so I didn't realise at that point what situation I was in, though. I got home maybe 1:30 in the morning because I was hanging out with, you know, Gary Ablett Jr., you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost became a born-again Christian. I was just so into it. So, but then I on the Uber on the – actually, you know what? Campbell Brown gave me a lift from Marble Stadium to
Barbambi,
where he was staying. So, and I had a gig in Shepparton the next day, the Friday, and I said to him, mate, I'm real sore. Do you reckon I'll be able to do this gig in Shepparton? And he goes, yes, you'll be able to do it. So I said, thanks. And so that was his opinion. So, but then at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm lying in bed just groaning. And my wife said, this is no good. You've got to go to the doc. She wanted to ring an ambulance at 5 a.m. I'm like, no, don't ring an ambulance, please. And then I'm like, but then I agreed that she could give me a lift to the hospital. And she did. And then I got there. And then within minutes, they got me. Took an X-ray and then they came back and said 5 broken ribs and a punctured lung. And so I'm like, all right, well, you know, I was right to be whinging. And you know, but then you know what I'm like. The newsmaker in me kicked in, and I'm like, I'd already had an interview, a book to do Fox FM. So I thought I'm going to do this from hospital. And then Triple M rang, and then Channel 7 rang, and I'm just doing interviews. Kiss FM rang. I'm doing interviews left, right, and centre. Until the bosses of the Cabrini Hospital came in and said, mate, this is not a TV studio. You're in intensive care. So they shut down my interviews. I'm like, I literally had Channel 7 on their way. I'm like, come on. But anyway, so I had heaps of painkillers and, so I stayed in hospital for a day. And, I went to sleep at one point and they put some contraption over my face. And my wife knows what I'm like, so she took a photo of me with all this stuff around me. And it looked like I was on my deathbed. And, posted it to Instagram, and that's over 5 million views. So,
Oh, jeez.
So it, generally, to be honest, it was a traumatic but great experience. And I have never in my life had so much attention, and so I'm right now, we're a couple of weeks after the fact, and every time I leave the house, someone will ask me about it. So I had an old woman in the street the other day just start crying. She said, I was so worried for you. And she said, I know you don't want to talk about it. Like, she was implying that I'd been, a bikie gang had, had their way with me on live TV in front of the nation. So I said, no, I'm okay to talk about it, which I have been okay to talk about. So here we are, a couple of weeks later, can't fly. That's the most annoying thing. Ray Crowe, the bloody doctor, said, you can't fly. I'm like, shit, why did I even ask about it? So there's a couple of gigs I can't do this weekend. But anyway, so but a great experience apart from, nearly dying.
Yeah, mate, you say you are a hero, but what you did, all jokes aside, is heroic and was heroic. Now, mate, you mentioned going to the ruck there against Dan Gorringe. Now, Dan went on social media and said, Hughesy's fine, I had nothing to do with it. But has he apologised to you?
Look, I haven't had any personal contact from Dan or Mitch Robinson, who
What?
I know very well. We've had a number of chats. And actually, Mitch actually said, with a Dan Gorringe hit, he didn't see it. He was looking away, but he heard it from the forward line. And it sounded bad. So I must have really screamed, or he's really thumped me. So, God love Mitch, but I mean, I don't know how he heard that and then thought it was still a good idea to knock me over about 30 seconds later. I don't know. But no, I haven't heard from Dan, although we've got a charity run on Sunday, Connor's run, and the organizer of Connor's run said that, I think, I don't know, her, she, the Dan Gorringe is her, I don't know, her son-in-law or something. I don't know what the connection is. He's going to be there at this charity run. So I'm keen to catch up with Dan and just ask him his thoughts. Jeez. As to why, but then I saw in the footage that Shane Crawford had circled me on the whiteboard before the game, saying, and he said to everyone, all the allies, the only thing I want you to do is make sure that Dave Hughes never puts his hand up to play this game again.
Christ.
So, I mean, Crawford really is someone who's responsible. I mean, and then I found out, I asked Nick Riewoldt, did he, once the cameras went off, did he say, guys, that's a joke, don't hurt the old man? But apparently he didn't say that. So some of them, I think, just took that as a license to, to go harder than they normally would. So anyway, but I'll see Dan hopefully on Sunday, and I will ask him, what he was thinking when he ran through me. So I don't know what his answer will be, but anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he really should have apologised to you. I mean, I think it's common courtesy, to maybe send a text, and say, mate, just checking in to make sure you're okay. Glad you're all right, kind of thing.
So, look, I certainly got that from Andrew Embley, and, I've got a few calls from Embers, and also got it from, from Mitch, as I said. But, yeah, I haven't heard from Dan, but, I'm not someone who holds a grudge, and you know that. So I'm, look, and even though it was quite risky for my life, it has been great for the attention. So, and again, playing through a punctured lung and broken ribs, I've got messages saying, I've never been a fan of yours, but what you did out there has changed my mind. So, that was hard. So, look, I have had people say that. And I've also had people see me in a wheelchair leaving Cabrini Hospital and then writing a message saying, can I pay that nurse to push him off a cliff?
Oh.
Which I don't think that's necessary, to be honest. So I don't think people should say that. But, actually, can I get that person arrested? Is that like,
yeah,
they ain't fighting? Well, that's murder, isn't it? They're like,
it's probably Shane Crawford. Mate, I'll ask you one more question before. I think Dave might have a question for you.
Right.
Do you think Gorringe owes you an apology?
Look, I'd like an explanation. I don't need an apology, just an explanation. as to what he was thinking. So, I mean, I can only imagine he, and I didn't. I mean, I, you know, if I had known definitely I had a punctured lung, sure, I wouldn't be out there, surely. I wouldn't have stayed out there. So he wasn't to know I had a punctured lung and five broken ribs. But, look, I would like to know what his mindset is. He doesn't need to apologise. I'm not asked for apologies. Mm. But yeah, so I'm not holding a grudge.
No, you're not. No one's saying you are. But I mean, even Nick Daffy did say that he couldn't believe what he saw and heard.
Well, that is true. That is true. So, look, it added to the overall drama of the night, I suppose. But again, a lot of especially older Australians were really concerned for my health. Actually, you know what? You know, Warwick Giddy, the father of Josh, though my son plays basketball for the Melbourne Tigers. And the other day I was dropping him off at training, or Sunday actually, dropping him off at training. And normally we'd just drop him off, you know, and just drive off. But then, well, I wasn't driving, I was in the passenger seat. But I saw Warwick Giddy was at the entrance to MSAC. And I wanted to ask Warwick about his son's contract negotiations, to be honest. So this is a bit of an exclusive for you guys. Anyone into the NBA. So I thought, all right, I'm going to walk out with my son and pretend I'm just walking in, but I wasn't. I literally got out of the car to speak to Warwick about his son, Josh Giddey's contract negotiations. And so the RAF walks in. He didn't want anything to do with it. He's embarrassed by me. And but then Warwick said, first thing he said was, how are your ribs? Like, it looked full on out there. And then Warwick said that he once played an over 40s AFL match and broke four ribs and punctured his lung when he got slammed into. So, you know, so it's not just me who's had this happen to him. And he also, and then I asked him about Josh's situation, and he said it's going to be fine. It's going to be over $90 million. They're almost sorted. So Josh Giddey will be playing for the Chicago Bulls on a contract worth more than $90 million. Take that to the bank, guys. So,
jeez, okay.
Anyway, so there you go.
Thank you for the exclusive there, Husey. Dave, do you have a question for Husey?
Well, no, I think he's sort of covered it all. I just can't believe you didn't get a text from Hank Orange.
Look, he doesn't have my number, I suppose. Oh. But again, I'm going to see him on Sunday, I think. So he doesn't realise.
Come on, mate. So I think you're cutting him some slack there. You can hit anyone up on Instagram. It's pretty easy.
Mate, I don't know, man. I don't know how people operate. I'm not here to judge, you know, so people can do whatever they like, you know. I'm like really
Are you scared of the power of Dan Gorringe?
No, I don't want to be seen as a whinger, mate, you know. Don't explain, don't complain, you know. So don't apologise. What's the saying that Lethal Lee Matthews used to say? Don't complain, don't explain. Did he give Neville Bruns an apology after he broke his jaw?
No,
probably
bad blood.
Actually, but he did. He got charged criminally, didn't he, that day, Lethal?
Yeah,
I love Lethal. Yeah. I love Lee Matthews. I'm a big fan of Lee Matthews, but yeah. I mean, he regrets that day. I know that. He doesn't like talking about it. I'm not sure if Dan has any regret or not. I don't know. He did a public message where he said he was sorry if he contributed to my hospital visit. So that was a public message. Mm. So I take that. So busy man, mate. Posts a lot. So, you know, probably hasn't got much time today.
Gee whiz, you are a bit scared of Dan going.
Dan Gorringe, mate. I'm not here to, you know, I honestly. And beyond it all,
okay.
I, you know, the amount of attention I'm getting is just like nothing I've ever had before in my entire life. And I've been an attention seeker for close to 50 years. It's been crazy. Like it was like the most. I think it was like almost the most. I felt like Neil Armstrong, like the moon landing. It's like people were all over that game. Like I got told it was the highest rating game of the year, which is crazy.
Oh,
I don't know if it's beaten the finals, but. There was a lot of people watching. Jeepers creepers, people would sing for footy action on that bye weekend.
Yeah.
They get rid of the bye, to be honest. I don't like it.
Nah, mate.
Anyway.
And also, you should buy Holly a gift because without that photo that she took of you looking dead in that bed, it would be – that was the pick. That's where people thought you might have died. So that
she knew what she was doing, and I appreciate that. And I said that is the most – viewed thing I've ever had on Instagram. It's heading towards 5.5 million views. So, that is big, but it lifted my, a rising tide lifts all boats. So my Instagram's going off at the nut at the moment, to be honest. So yeah, I'm getting like million views quite often now, which is yeah, something that didn't happen before. So it happened occasionally, but yeah. So mate, I'm highly visible right now. So and I appreciate that. And Dan Gorringe was part of that when he tried to kill me. So
Yeah,
which is
well,
great.
he's helping you. Before I let you go, mate, you're obviously getting huge amounts of views. Do you ever do paid posts?
Not very often. I'm happy to though. I've talked to my management about this. Go, guys, are we going to make some money here? What's happening?
Well,
Is there anyone got any ideas on how to monetize this? Because yeah, it's a
no, you should
boosting
be.
views.
No, you should, because I spoke to Mark Goldstein about your views, and I said, well, is he actually like doing,
No, not monetizing at
what are
all.
you
He's not
doing?
at all.
What are
Just
you doing?
fucking sorting it for. Oh, God, that hurt. No,
All
I
right,
can't get
all
over
right,
this.
mate. All right, mate.
That hurt my chest.
All right, mate.
Oh,
Well, we'll
don't
let
make
you.
me
We'll
don't trigger me.
go and get on the green whistle, mate. Thanks for your time, Hughes. You love your work as
Thanks,
always, my
Susie.
friend.
Dave Zeta as well. I know that we weren't able to communicate today through the technology letting us down, but you guys do a great job. So, and Hawks, can they beat the Crows? That is going to be, is that Friday or Saturday night? When
Friday.
is that?
Friday.
That is huge. Absolutely huge. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Thanks again, Davey.
On you, Husey.
Good on you, mate.
Bye,
See
mate.
ya.
So, well, there you go, Z. It's a little bit of
Yeah.
an exclusive for Get a Kick.
That's great, mate. Yeah, it was a bit flattening. I couldn't actually communicate directly with him. But I mean, that's technology, and that's how we go. Ash, I'll give you an exclusive. We were running out of our free allotted Zoom meeting time was about to run out. There was less than a minute left, and so I've just spent $28 on a month of Zoom, the official Zoom. I did try and text you to say we should make a new call. You weren't looking at your phone, so I've just purchased out of my own pocket a month of an upgraded Zoom, so we can continue having that chat because he was ready to give us some drop some bombs.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to get halves with you in the Zoom
Yeah.
membership. Doozy wasn't stopping for a bloke who's meant to be taking it easy. He did not shut up. So look,
Yeah. He said
he
deep
was on a
breaths. He didn't
roll.
take any.
No, and I kind of, when I said tell us chronologically about what happened, I meant the hits, not
I
every disposal.
thought it was his whole
So
life that we just got a glimpse
yeah,
into, which I'm glad we did, but that's probably the longest interview he's done.
well, I don't know if he does short interviews, to be honest.
He kind of he can't, I wanted to ask him, did you just maybe you got an unknown number that you didn't check and it was Dan, because he would surely he's texted him to say, hey mate, like I'm really sorry that you're going through what you're going through.
I don't think so.
Nah, that would be shocking to me. Like
I don't think so.
that's weird.
So look, apparently, Nick Daffy, I
Yeah.
think I can share this. Nick Daffy said that Dan Gorringe didn't talk to any of his allies, teammates in the change rooms in the lead up to the match. So I'm not.
I don't like all this. I feel like he needs to be on the show, or we have to extend an invitation, because you can't just, it's, they're pretty, you're hearing from everyone else except for the bloke who's getting accusations made
Yeah.
against him.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
All right, well, we'll ask him. I'll ask him. But that's, there's pretty
100%.
significant accusations. Like, to not text someone after that is, I would say, poor if he hasn't done that, even though he's done a public thing. But this non-social, this has got some Cane Corns about it. Where didn't Luke Darcy say once Cane doesn't speak to anyone in the gym, and or he, like it, you need to let the person have their say.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, I know. I think we tried to get Dan on the tennis podcast that we do, and he left you on read.
No, I think he said yes, and then he just didn't. Yeah, eventually just petered out, which is, a setback. But that's all right, mate. He's a busy man and very successful, isn't he?
Geez, I tell you what, you're sounding a bit like Hughes. You're just cutting him a lot of slack. He's a busy man.
Well, he is. It's true that he didn't get back to us, and that was annoying
Yeah.
because he would have been a good guest, but
Yeah.
I'm not
Anyway,
gonna.
we'll try and get him on.
Yeah, all right.
And see what he has to say, because Hughes is saying he got no apology. So
Why don't we facilitate a Husey Gorringe breaking of bread on the podcast?
well, it's not gonna matter because they're going to see each other this weekend.
Well, let's just do it before this weekend.
It would be easier to do if I was in Melbourne,
Yeah,
but
you're not.
anyway, Davey, quick tips for this round. Hawks, Crows, who did you tip?
I'll be going for, well, the tipping's done now, but I'll be tipping the Hawks.
And what about the Suns
I'll be
and
tipping the
Lions?
Suns. I'll be tipping the Suns. I think that they're just in a better spot, list wise and availability wise than the Lions are.
Yeah, I'm echoing your sentiments.
Yep.
And we have a question from one of our listeners. Who's going to win the flag?
I'm going with the Cats. I just
Okay.
think they're well placed.
I'm going with the Hawks.
Okay.
All right, Davey, I will talk to you next Tuesday and I will edit this pod. Don't you worry, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You're a good man.
We'll trim it up and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. See ya.